Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Thursday, August 4th. U.S. equity futures are essentially unchanged. So S&P futures down 2 points, Dow futures down 18 points, NASDAQ futures down 7 points. That's essentially flat in the U.S., obviously coming off very strong gains yesterday. In Europe, you have the major indices up modestly, so up about 15 to 30 basis points. Asia generally finished higher across the board. The Hang Seng finished up 2%. Shanghai Comp ended up about 80 basis points. The Nikkei ended up about 70 basis points. So as far as kind of incremental news, there's really not much to talk about. You did have a ton of earnings out last night in the U.S. Given that we're in the latter stages of the season, you know, these companies, the companies that are reporting now are rather small, and not many of them are really going to impact the broader market. Probably the one that stands out is Booking.com, the big travel company. Generally strong report, generally bullish commentary around the travel environment. They did say that the pace of bookings growth slowed in the month of July. You know, I don't think they're really intending to make a negative comment. If you listen to the call in its entirety, the tone again is very bullish. All other indications that we're getting from other travel companies are still very positive. But that's kind of the one thing that stands out as being possibly of macro importance. Otherwise, again, not really much to talk about as far as macro implications for U.S. earnings last night. In terms of actual macro news, there's not much either. So minimal economic numbers this morning. The Brazilian Central Bank came out last night, hiked rates 50 basis points as expected. You're going to get the BOE decision in a couple of hours. They're expected to hike rates by 50 basis points as well. Unlikely that's going to be a huge market mover. You are seeing this Manchin-Schumer compromise bill run into some resistance. So Kyrsten Sinema apparently is objecting to some critical components of it, specifically the carried interest tax and then this 15% minimum corporate tax. So Democrats are now trying to see if they can accommodate Manchin and Schumer and keep all the 50 Democrats in the Senate on board. I think the assumption is this will still get done, but it may have to wait until after the recess. And then if you get back after the recess, the odds of anything happening kind of fall, just given that the focus will be in the midterm. So, you know, the next couple of days will be very interesting to see how this unfolds, but it certainly is running into a little bit of resistance. China kicked off its massive military exercises around Taiwan. You know, I think the market has moved on from this issue for the time being. These are not insignificant exercises. These are going to be the largest exercises. They're taking place completely surrounding Taiwan. One pocket of them is only 10 miles away from the coast. You know, I think markets are comfortable right now with this risk. I don't think you're going to see, I don't think this will become a near-term macro issue, but I also don't think China will forget about it. You know, I think after the upcoming 20th National Congress, which takes place sometime in late October, early November, once that is out of the way, you know, you could see Xi be more assertive in responding. But I think for the time being, this is kind of is in the back of the market's mind. On the calendar for today, you know, you have another busy day of earnings, but otherwise it's going to be a pretty quiet session as investors wait for the jobs report tomorrow. You know, again, my view is that I think this near-term rally is quite overdone. You're seeing, you know, you're seeing pockets of excess behavior. So whether it's these meme stocks that are back in vogue or the kind of the mindless aggressive buying in tech, you know, suggesting that we're in this the tail ends and you're in kind of this unsustainable realm of the market. So I continue to think that you will get a Fed pivot. You are seeing economic data and inflation numbers turn in the right direction. But I don't think it's going to be this kind of discrete imminent event where the Fed comes out and says, we are pivoting. It's going to be more of a process. The Fed has to absorb a lot of numbers over the course of many months before it gets really comfortable in kind of moderating its messaging on tightening. So the jobs report tomorrow is expected to show a pretty healthy downtick in the pace of creation. So down to about 250,000. But that's still, you know, a fairly large number. You're still talking about unemployment rate. That's at 3.6%. So very tight labor markets, even though at the margin, they are becoming less tight. And then obviously we'll get to CPI next Wednesday. That's going to be the really critical data point. But even that, if you look at the consensus forecast right now, the core CPI is expected to accelerate a little bit and the headline CPI is still very elevated. You know, it's due to come down a bit, but still quite high. Again, I still think you are seeing disinflationary pressures building, and that's going to trickle through in the economic data, but it's not going to be, you know, we get to July figures and it's kind of all done and the Fed declares victory. So that is pretty much everything for today. The big earnings before the open: Air Products, Apollo, Alibaba, Cigna, ConocoPhillips, Kellogg, Paramount. Those are before the open. After the close, you have Amgen, DoorDash, Live Nation, Lyft, Square, Skyworks, Twilio, and then Warner Brothers. Those are after the close. So that is everything for today, Thursday, August 4th. Thank you for listening.